Good evening. I hope you're going to enjoy this as much as I do. So crack open a cider. Let's get started. And what I've done is I've got six ciders right across the board to, bring some joy to every cider loving heart. Remember, cider, it's just apple juice. It's an ancient alcohol. For as long as there've been apples, somebody has fermented them and created cider of some sort. And I think this is a good range. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take all kinds of criteria, like the look of the bottle, the look of the cider, the nose on the cider, the taste, just all kinds of things. And I'm going to create a star system, so they're all equally competing against one another on the same star system. And then the one at the end of it that gets the most stars wins the battle of the ciders. Okay, so it's completely fair and it's not down to my preference. Okay, so the two canned ciders are Thatcher's Haze Somerset Cider, made on Myrtle Farm, 4.5%. That should be pretty nice. A cloudy cider that's hopefully going to taste of big apples. And Original Dry Cider served chilled, with a kind of Art Deco label by Sainsbury's, 4.5%. Doesn't tell you where the apples come from, but was packed in Britain. And then we've got Merrydown, which seems to be, the company seems to be based in Ireland, from what I can tell. But it does say made with the best of British cider apples. Remember, a lot of ciders these days are just made with any old apples. So that could well be a big surprise. And that one is the same size bottle as a bottle of wine. So rinse out the bottle, keep it because it's a screw cap, and you could easily keep some wine or, whatever you want in there later on. Don't throw that bottle away. The others are just pop caps. We've got Henry Weston as being represented by his medium dry cloudy vintage at 7.3%, so that's well and away the biggest cider, and that's from Much Markle in Herefordshire. The Merrydown is a very comfortable 6.8%. The Rattler Cornish cloudy cider from Healy's looks pretty nice, with a snake, and giving you an impression that it's local apples from a specific farm, and that's a cloudy, so that's 5.5%. That should be pretty nice. And then we've got the rather dubious garish kiwi and lime old moot cider, which pertains to come from New Zealand, but I don't think it actually does. Let's have a look. Made in the UK, Bulmers of Hereford. Well, you might have known they'd be the guilty party. So, I almost never see any Bulmers these days, never mind drink any. But Bulmers used to be the big, big name in cider a long time ago. And if you go around the lanes in Herefordshire and Worcestershire, the Herefordshire-Worcestershire border, you'll see a lot of fantastic apple blossom if you go in April and May, and those are all Bulmer cider farms. So let's give them all a good run for the money. I'm going to open the two cans tonight, and then I'm going to do a weekend with the Merrydown and one of the others. Maybe I'll just throw the dice as to which one, and then one each over a couple of weeks, because I've got specific meal pairings that I want cider with, and I've got a very busy month in June, so everything's got to just slot in just exactly right, time and money wise. Okay, so without further ado, put your feet up and let's crack on with Sainsbury's Original Dry Cider served chilled, and Thatcher's Haze Somerset Cider made on Myrtle Farm. Jolly ho!